Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to talk a little NBA with one of our favorites, Sam Amick of The Athletic. Had a nice conversation with the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, Monty Williams. You can catch that on The Athletic today, along with a lot of other NBA goodies for you. Sammy, what's going on?
Tommy T, good to hear your voice, brother.
How you been?
Good, man. Hanging in there. Nice to just kind of get back in the gym again. I'm going to the Warriors game tomorrow for the first time in a very long time. So, no complaints. How about you, brother?
You know, same deal. I'll be there tomorrow night, calling the action.
Good.
A little Ja Morant, Steph Curry. So, looking forward to that. That'll be awesome. Fun. Yeah, that'll be a good time. Let me ask you this before we get to the Warriors and the teams. If you had to guess, what gets resolved first, Ben Simmons or Kyrie Irving?
Oh, man. I'm going to, by a nose, I'll say Kyrie. But, I mean, listen, nobody can claim to be reading his mind or knowing what he'll do. But among the many things to bet on, so to speak, you know, Daryl Morey's kind of stubbornness, And also, apathy is the wrong word, but his kind of just complete compartmentalizing of the human component of the Ben Simmons situation. Like, Daryl's not doing anything trade-wise until it works in, like, a fantasy basketball kind of way for his team, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
Like, he's not budging, and I think it's... If I got to pick between the two, I think Kyrie budging on a vaccine is probably more likely.
Who do you think? Do you think somebody is giving Ben Simmons advice, or did he read a manual wrong and decided this was the best way to go about getting himself out of Philly instead of trying to at least come to some sort of truce and say, you know what, I'll work my butt off. I'll come and I'll play and I'll try to get. Because if I'm a team now, I'm looking at him going, do we really want that guy on our team? What happens if he gets dissatisfied here? What's he going to do? Because I've never heard, maybe it's happened before, Sam, but I've never heard of a player just coming to practice and they coming to practice with the idea that I'm going to get myself kicked out of practice so I can make it obvious to everybody that I want out of here, which is a terrible way to go about what you're trying to achieve. But I don't know that I've ever seen that before. I've seen guys get kicked out of practice, but they didn't know they were going to get kicked out of practice before practice started.
Yeah, I agree. The three situations that come to mind that are super interesting to compare, guys, is like, you know, Jimmy Butler came in like, you know, man on fire, alpha male, the legendary story about, you know, during his Minnesota conflict where he came in and he played with the backup crew and they, you know, kicked the you-know-what out of the starters and he's screaming at the front office, you know, you can't effing win without me. Like, okay, that's plan A. Plan B is the James Harden route. I'm going to come in and make sure everybody knows that even though there's some negativity going on, this is for all intents and purposes my franchise. Like, this is, you know, I have all the power. And so he went in and he did kind of half-ass it, if you will.
Yep.
But not like Ben Simmons did. Ben was like the kid, you know, in middle school basketball who his parents made him be on the team and he doesn't want to be there and he owns in his pocket and he wants to go home and play video games. Like, yeah, it is. It's like a really terrible splitting of the difference. And as far as his counsel, listen, I got a good relationship with Rich Paul. He's got a pretty cool personal story and very successful agent. Rich is the one driving the ship. And obviously, if somehow the listeners don't know, you know, this is the lifelong friend of LeBron James and LeBron's agent. And Clutch Sports has been a massive agency that's done nothing but grow, you know, since they started. But, you know, Clutch and Rich is guiding the ship. And it's obviously not working out. As a quick aside and somewhat lightheartedly, you know, I went to the Lakers game last week and Rich was there, and again, this has been in the news. You know, he's dating Adele, you know, the globally renowned singer.
Hello.
Watching, yeah. I might have texted my wife saying, I'm going to meet Adele and make sure I say hello.
It's too easy, but you got to go for it.
Yeah. But, like, watching Rich, like, living his best life at the Staples Center next to Adele and knowing that on the other side of the country, like, one of his main clients was just misery, just the contrast I found pretty interesting. But, you know, that is who's kind of, you know, driving the ship.
Oh, boy.
The great Sam Amick with us on the UMA guest line. Sammy, how's that little boy of yours? It's been a number of years. How old is he now?
He is. I appreciate you asking. We got our two guys, 15 and 12, which is
crazy.
Wow. That means that I got a few more grades than I used to. But yeah. No, they're doing well. We you know, made it through the past couple of years and trying to hold on to them.
I hear you, man. That your little guy was so cute that one night. We were up in the Warrior practice facility, and he was making me laugh. did you raise him as a Kings fan or as a Warrior fan?
Man, you put me out there publicly. I hate to admit it. Like.
Damn.
I did something wrong. I think I traumatized them because I had basketball on the TV all the time. Like, other than being fans of a handful of individual players, they're not basketball fans. So they do, I mean, this is very, you know, at least perfect for your guys' market. Steph Curry's number one on their list. Sorry, guys, my car's talking to me here.
Okay.
Steph's number one, you know, it was jersey day at school today, so one of them actually was rocking a KD the Bay jersey.
Nice. That's a good looking jersey.
They're you know, other than a few players, they're not rocking with any particular team.
Well, just a follow up to Tommy's point on Simmons. I'm hearing Sacramento rumored for Simmons. I mean, I can't imagine he'd be happy with that. But what do you think? I mean, it seems like if they have the pieces, they could probably put together a pretty decent offer for you know, for Morey. You think it'll happen?
I don't. I mean, so my intel there is, you know, I got to refresh it every month or so. So admittedly, you know, it's been about a month since I got real clarity from the Kings, but they, you know, they had a pretty hard no previously on this topic. You know, I wrote about it at the time and I don't know, you know, they claim that it's rooted mostly to the excitement, about the other guys, right? Davion and Tyrese and De'Aaron, that they really do trust that trio and think that's going to work. But within that, you got a couple layers that are interesting to hit on real quick. Is like, for one, Daryl Morey, you know, was essentially the boss, so to speak, of Monty McNair, the current Kings GM. So those guys know each other very well. You would think maybe that would help get a deal done, but I actually, you know, Daryl, of course, is the president of the Sixers. I tend to think that if you're Monty and the Kings, you know, maybe that's another reason not to touch it, where there's something funky about doing a deal with your old boss and maybe getting the short end of the stick. So only Monty knows how he sees it, but they've claimed that they're not interested, but mainly because Daryl's price tag has been through the roof. You know, if it was a Kings deal, you got to be giving up De'Aaron Fox. Mm. You know, it's not a matter of Buddy Hield and Marvin Bagley and a couple of picks.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Not going to get it done.
Sam, understanding, of course, that it is very early in this season, but the Warriors 4-0 start, how does it line up with your perceptions of the Warriors before the season even got going, what your expectations were or are?
I mean, probably a little bit ahead of schedule. Fun to watch, which is good to see again. I mean, when Steph was cooking last year, then, you know, fun is the operative word. But beyond Steph, in fact, today, shameless athletic plug, I enjoyed reading our guy, Anthony Slater, as always. He was highlighting Danny and Lee's kind of path to a bigger role, which I just think that story is pretty cool because it seems like, you know, 5 minutes ago that Damian was trying to remind the media that he wasn't just Steph's brother-in-law. You know what I mean? So like between him and, you know, some excitement about Jordan Poole and then all the questions about, you know, Wiseman and the other rookies, there's a lot of layers to this team. But, you know, the first four games, they've taken care of business. And they it's funny because, you know, Draymond in particular, it seems like he's had this journey from the beginning of last season where, you know, if you got him with Truth Serum, he probably would admit that he was like, bro, I just went to five straight finals and now I'm supposed to get excited about this, you know, to like actually reengaging on the leadership front and then, you know, pushing to be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. And so, you know, they're good and they're dangerous. And if enough of those guys beyond Steph and Draymond can do the kinds of things we've seen in these first couple games, then, you know, then maybe you start talking about can they snag home court advantage in the playoffs, you know, whereas last year it was obviously just a struggle to get into the postseason at all.
I was saying to the fellows a little while ago that compared to last year and definitely the year before that, this is much more of a fun watch than it was very recently. And you could clearly see that for the players, even after four games, they're having fun. I don't think they were having fun last year. They were enjoying what they were doing, but there was no joy in it. And how many times have we heard Steve Kerr talk about when things are going really well, that there's a joy in what they're doing in the process? You could see that now. You didn't have that last year, even if last year was considered by some measure a success because of them almost getting into the playoffs.
100%. No, I agree, Rod. I mean, I think the human nature part to me, it was kind of laid bare from last year to this year. And it's just a case again of like, you know, psychologically it's a massive shift to go from a dynasty to having a couple of those pieces still around, but now, you know, from dynasty to development, you know what I mean? Like I even, when I saw the Warriors in Sacramento recently, said hello real briefly to Bruce Frazier. Everybody knows him as Q, of course, Steve's longtime assistant coach. And I was asking Q about like his day-to-day work developmentally and how it's got to be so different than what they did before. So year two of that shift, I think, is inevitably going to be more comfortable. And then, you know, it's just the merging of those two factions within the team and the way that it does seem to be going in the right direction. I'm sure now is the time when the rewards are starting to come. And I'm sure that there's more joy with that process. And it is, you know, I mean, the best version of this team, you know, if that's what they ultimately are able to pull off, is a pretty cool thing potentially, right? Like, you know, Steph's still in his prime, Draymond's still doing his thing. And then, you know, the curiosity about all these other pieces and who they are. And then of course on the back end is the Klay Thompson question, you know, and what version of that, you know, incredible guy are we going to see?
I thought they called him Q because he was head of the local QAnon chapter. Is that not true?
A whole different kind of show now, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
We're a full service operation, Sam. That's how we get down.
Y'all would have told me that at the jump here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why we didn't.
Sean Hannity coming up next segment.
Bruce is sneaky. Bruce is sneaky. You got to watch out for him. I love Q. He's awesome. Actually, they called him Q because he asked so many damn questions when he was at Arizona. That's why he got. That's the truth. That's why he got the name Q. I'll ask you to guess on this, but I'm obviously going to hold you to it. But how would you rank the teams in the Pacific now? And take a look into your crystal ball. How do you think you would rank those teams come MLK Day? Because I kind of look at that as like midway part of the season. You kind of get to know the teams. Sure. And so sure. Where do you think they are now? How do they stack up now? And if you had to just take a wild guess, how do you think they stack up MLK Day?
Well, Utah, I think, is continuing to be overlooked, you know, by and large. You know, I've written this and said this. I mean, before Donovan Mitchell had that really bad ankle injury last year, I think they were 42-12 at one point. You know what I mean? Like, it's a, you know, and we're only talking regular season for a conversation like this.
So yes.
Like, that's an incredibly dominant regular season team. And they took care of Denver last night. They're off to a good start. They have continuity. They have a new piece that is kind of waiting in the wing. Rudy Gay is hurt right now, but he should fit in well, I think. And they got a ton to play for. They kind of have one of these groups that it's a really, really good group, but I feel like, you know, if they don't get it done again this year, then maybe it starts breaking apart a bit. So I think Utah's an interesting mixture. Mm-hmm. They could probably wind up winning the West. The Lakers, I mean, I was there the opening night, and, you know, I mean, literally one game in, a guy that I think we probably all respect quite a bit, Tim Legler, is on ESPN talking about should Russell Westbrook be a sixth man, you know, like, which kind of wild to have that talking point so quickly.
Who's going to tell him?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Legler, apparently.
I'm kind of thinking about writing about this, and I was kind of going to write, like, how this conversation is already percolating in the media, but none of us have the cojones to ask Russ about it in person. But, I mean, I was in the room, you guys remember years ago, when I was in Oklahoma City when Carmelo Anthony got asked about being a sixth man. And if you guys remember, he looked at Paul George in the back of the room and he's like, yo, P, they're asking about me playing, coming off the bench. And he's just laughing like, come on, man. You know, now Russ's version of that answer would be, you know, significantly more caustic, I think.
Can I stop you just for a second before you finish? Because if I was somebody in that audience, I would say, hey, before you laugh and think it's like really funny, just so you know, Kevin McHale was a sixth man. And Kevin McHale used to come off the bench and kick everyone's ass. And guess what? Right. Kevin McHale used to finish games. He didn't start games, but he finished games. So you're laughing at one of the best players in the history of the game coming off the bench. It's not demeaning to come off the bench.
Sure. Well, or Manu, or one of my favorite stories that I ever wrote at USA Today was talking to Andre Iguodala about his choice. Yeah. And, you know, Steve Kerr had to talk Andre into it. I remember Andre, he really captured it well. He had a line back then that was like, listen, when we grow up, you learn that it's the starters and the scrubs. Like, that's it.
Yep.
And that's, like, culturally, that's kind of what you're taught, and that's why guys struggle with it. But, no, you're right, for sure. So, I mean, Tom, go ahead and look at the Warriors' schedule, and when the Lakers come to town, you can join us in the press room, and you can ask Russ.
I have no vested interest in this crap.
Sammy.
But you can drop my name. Tell him I back you, Sam.
There you go.
Sammy.
There's a dude who's significantly bigger than me back.
You've got muscle.
You got muscle.
Sammy, I was catching the highlights the other night of Denver and Cleveland, and man, two guys just jumped out at me. One, Jokic is just he's taking it to another level. He had 24-19 in that game. I know he's gotten hurt since. But then Evan Mobley is absolutely going to have an incredible year for the Cavs. I mean, he had like 18-10, but he's got a total floor game. And I just think there's a lot more there than I thought when I saw him at SC and when I saw him in the NCAA tournament. Give me your thoughts on those two guys, what you think of them so far this couple weeks here.
No, I mean, both fantastic players. Evan should be flattered that, you know, this early on he's in the same conversation with the MVP, but I get it for sure. I mean, he's come out of the gate really well. The Jokic thing is wild because in our line of work, you know, you're always trying to figure out not only what kind of stuff you write, but, like, the timing of it, right? So I had this Jokic column that I actually – thought about doing for the other day earlier this week, and in the spirit of it that I'll write at some point, was just like a message to everybody to stop taking this dude for granted. Because, you know, last year, if you guys remember, Nick Wright of Fox Sports had got a lot of kind of viral traction for saying that Jokic was going to be the worst MVP we've had in 35 years. There's this weird history, not only from the media but even stuff within the league, of like every time Jokic had a meaningful career moment, his max contract, things of that nature, that there's just always some sort of like disrespectful conversation around it. And it's just the theme of us for some reason not actually appreciating this dude's game. So I'm with you for sure on both those guys, you know, one being an up and comer and one who honestly is, and this is probably a longer debate for another day, but guys, I voted on the top 75 list and I had Jokic on my list, which I think is probably controversial, but to me, it wasn't all that controversial.
Yeah, people were going, oh, no, and then they realized Nick Wright's an idiot, and they go, yeah, exactly. Oh, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about anyway, so Jokic must be really good. And by the way, when you tell that to Russell Westbrook, not only do I have your back, you can say, not only does he invoke Kevin McHale and Manu Ginobili and the great sixth man, he also doesn't just wear Iron Maiden t-shirts. He knows Iron Maiden songs. So take that. Yeah, you dropped that one on him, too.
That's the new trend, man. I see these kids that have got, like, Guns N' Roses shirts on, and I get all excited, and I'm like, oh, they don't know who they are.
Come on. No damn song.
When I see middle school kids wearing Nirvana shirts... I have this the same two reactions every single time. Wow, look at those young kids in Nirvana. But they don't know who Nirvana is, you dummy. They got it at Target. It's fashion, you boob.
Didn't KD, I thought Kevin wore a Led Zeppelin shirt once or something like that. That's kind of the first time I picked up on this strange, I was going to say Walmart trend. I don't think Kevin's shopping at Walmart.
That's where you get the shirts, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to know if Russell Westbrook knows that's actually Eddie, the kid, the Iron Maiden mascot. I'm going to say no, but maybe he'd surprise me. Maybe he's an Iron Maiden fan.
I
want to give a fellow brother credit for having wide-ranging musical tastes, but the odds tell me, probably not.
Probably. It looks good, though.
Although, I mean, if you had to pick, like, a rock band that kind of, that typifies the way Russ plays the game, Iron Maiden's not
That'd be a
bad
good one.
Band,
so, you know, seriously. That would definitely be a good one. There's no doubt about it. And look, if anybody that I thought maybe didn't follow Iron Maiden that did, it'd be Wim, because he's kind of a weirdo anyway. So he actually might be a Iron Maiden super fan, as he get the Iron Maiden army, get the super pack, all that kind of good stuff. But anyway, Sam, we always appreciate you joining the show. It's always a lot of fun. You can catch Sam on The Athletic today. Had a really cool interview with Monty Williams, head coach of the Phoenix Suns. So that's good stuff. All you got to do is sign up, subscribe Athletic, and get all Sam's stuff and all the great content they have at The Athletic. Sam, we appreciate it. We always enjoy it, and hopefully we can do it throughout the year occasionally, catch up and see what's going on.
For sure, guys. Tommy, Rod, Larry, appreciate you. Good to hear all your voices.
Thank you, brother.
Take it easy, Sammy.
Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.